Everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host, Elaine Turso, and this is a special edition episode because we have one of our panelists from the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on January 17th, 2024, from 8 a.m. Pacific to 4 p.m. Pacific. And I have with us Shannon Simmons, who is going to be on our finance panel. I should say like foundation structure panel, talking specifically about finance. So Shannon, would you please introduce yourself to everybody?
Of course, Elaine. Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited to be here. So as Elaine said, my name is Shannon Simmons. I call myself a recovering accountant turned profit coach because I can still do a lot of the things that accountants do. I choose not to do some of those things anymore and really love helping business owners understand their numbers, implement systems around money, deal with the emotions around money so that you all can create that profitable, sustainable business that you went into business to do, whether you knew mm-hmm. that's what you were trying to do or not.
Yes.
So
you have the book Profit First behind you. And I have heard so many amazing things about that book. I haven't read it yet, but I've had people tell me like, this is the gist of it. Can you talk a little bit about what Profit First is?
Yeah, for sure. So I usually equate it to Dave Ramsey's cash envelope system because a lot of people have heard of that for personal finance. The light bulb moment for me, I grew up with envelopes in my house when I was a little kid, had never thought about the fact that bank accounts can be envelopes and then you can use them in your business. Like, holy hell, you can do the same thing in your business.
Yeah.
And so that's really the gist of it. It depends on kind of what kind of business you're running, if you have employees or not, that type of thing. But I would say there are basic five or six accounts that every business owner should have in their business. And then sometimes we grow from there, depending on what your goals are. But that's one of the systems that we really help people to customize, right? Because anybody can read the book. It's 20 bucks yep. on Amazon.
Yep.
Some people can implement it from that. Some people can't. Mm-hmm. And so we really help those people who can't do it on their own to figure out how to customize it for their
yeah.
business.
Can you, are you comfortable sharing what the five things are that every business owner needs to have?
Yeah, the five bank accounts. So everybody should have a separate income account where all your money just sits and waits for you to do what you need to do with it. And then the second one is a profit account. I mean, the system's called Profit First, right? So
yeah,
you had to know that one was going to be there. The third account is a tax account. That's kind of why I got started in this. I had a tax bill that I couldn't pay. That's no fun. Mm-hmm. The fourth account is your owner's pay account. You want to get paid when you're in business. And then finally, you have operating expenses mm-hmm. that you need to pay. And so that's the fifth account is your operating expenses. And then if you have team or payroll, we sometimes separate that out just because, like, you know, maybe you can be a day or two late on like rent or some paying some other bill. You can't really be late on payroll. So we want to make sure that one's taken care of. So.
What do you think some of the biggest mistakes business owners make when it comes to their money and getting paid or paying themselves or anything like that? What do you see?
Yeah. Oh gosh. There are a lot of them.
You're like, where should I start?
Pretty much. But, you know, some of the typical ones I would say, especially women, I feel like we are told that we're not good at numbers. Math mm-hmm. is hard. We can't do math. And so then we get to business and we see this thing that we have to deal with, money, right, which is associated with numbers, and we just bury our head in the sand and we're like, oh, I'm not good at that. And what I love to tell especially women is math, especially money in business, it's like adding and subtracting. I mean, pretty much anybody can do it. It's mm-hmm. we're not talking calculus level math here, people. It's really pretty simple. So thinking that it's too hard or just having a lot of people have this scarcity mindset for whatever reason, and it's easier to bury our head in the sands and think that we're going to get a different result if we just ignore it. And I've yet to see that work for anybody.
Yes. Well, one of the things that I have talked about before is that I accidentally made six figures in my business. My head was
pretty
in the
easy
sand. I was literally just like, go, right? And I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't like, you know what I mean? I wasn't being intentional. I was literally just like, go, 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 hustled my ass off. And then I was like, oh shit, look at that. Like, end up pulling my end of the year reports. And I'm like, oh my God, how did that happen? And then it was, oh shit, I'm worried about my tax bill because I knew my girl was probably not taking out enough income, taxes every month to, I was like, oh no, what have I done? Right. So then my next thing was, how can I do this intentionally? Right. And set myself up so that I'm not going to owe huge amounts of money at the end of the year. Right. So, oh my gosh, having a tax girl is the best thing ever. I was just talking with another panelist about this, that doing taxes is not my zone of genius. So I happily pay somebody to do that for me. I will, yes, please take my money. You do it for me. I don't have to worry about it. What are some things that I chose somebody that I already knew, but if somebody like doesn't have that, do you have any recommendations on how someone can find that person that they can trust to help them with their books?
Yeah, for sure. I would say first and foremost, make sure that you can build a relationship with that person. You need a relationship with that person. It cannot be somebody that you talk to once a year at tax time. A good one, you should be meeting with at least two, probably three times a year. Just like you said, Elaine, to be like aware of how well your business is doing, because we can make adjustments to those estimated tax payments throughout the year if your business is changing. But if you're not paying attention and you're not meeting with somebody, they're not going to be looking at it for you on their own. And so making sure you can have that relationship, that they're willing and open to having that, and that you jive with their personality. I mean, listen, I'm not for everybody, and I totally know that, and I don't want everybody, right? And there are plenty of other people out there who can work with people. So those are my two big things, just making sure that they're open, they're wanting to have that ongoing relationship with you. They're not just a one and done type of thing, and that you can build a relationship, and they'll help you understand what's going on in your finances. They're not just let's get that tax return done and be done with it, because that's not helping you in business.
For sure. So I know that you work with a specific type of coach. Can you tell people who that is and what made you decide to niche down to like a specific type of coach?
So we definitely work mostly with health and wellness people in the health and wellness space. Coaching wise, we do have people in other related industries. We have some chiropractors. We also have a behavioral coach for parenting children with behavior issues. So lots of service based. But what I would say is a couple things led me to niching down. I was overwhelmed by the number of people I had in a lot of different industries. And I couldn't go deep with anybody because I was trying to cover enough for everybody. And I finally got really tired of that and said, not doing that anymore. And health and wellness has always been near and dear to my heart. I feel like if we, especially as coaches, don't have our own health and wellness, then we can't really be the best for our clients. And so I want to help people to maintain their finances, right? And have a really good financial outlook, and then have other people that are taking care of their health and wellness. So if I can do both with helping health and wellness, that's kind of where I found that perfect synergy for myself.
Love that. I love that. Can you tell people what they can expect to hear from you at the summit?
Yeah, so we already kind of talked about the five basic business accounts that you need. You'll definitely hear more a little bit about that, but there are also four guardrails that we put in place. One of them is the five accounts, but there are three others that we'll dive into at the summit.
Ooh, very exciting. Well, I'm so excited to have you come and be a part of the summit, and I cannot wait. I'm so excited about this event. So if you have not yet gotten your tickets, you can get them for free at elevateyourcoachingsummit.com. You can participate in the summit for only $47, or you can live stream it for free on YouTube. So anything else you want to share before we say goodbye?
I can't think of anything. I'm just super excited to be with you later in January as well.
Yay! All right, everybody. We'll see you guys at the summit, January 17th.